Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning, guys. This is Ali from The Mix, 1-844 The Mix, let's talk. So I just got in my car, maybe about 10 minutes ago. I drive to go towards my job, going to work with God's grace and everything. So, you know, I listen to certain radio stations. You know, I listen to BLS, that's my favorite radio station. And then I listened to Charlamagne God and his people on another station, okay? But what's disturbing is the fact that just because a president comes back to work at a cabin, that means his job is not finished. So for the people that don't understand what is going on, the dream has to be fulfilled by Dr. Martin Luther King. It's not about a position or about, oh, this never happened. The voting never happened in history either. This is the first historical voting that ever happened, especially Georgia turning blue. So President Obama and Michelle Obama must know that the dream is close. So for them to have actually written books and have been the president is a clap to the black race and the brown race. Do you get it? So to win and then reiterate to come back and under the Obama administration is a plus. That's like having four heads instead of two. So for those that don't get it, just remember that the dream is just starting to come true. Okay, so for those of you who are still sleeping, you need to wake up and get your life in order and start figuring out what it is that you need and want to do as a black, yellow, or brown person. This is your main opportunity to come out to work hard and to strive for better things. All this road raging on the parkway, all this stupid running out, robbing and shooting each other and trying to make a mockery out of certain situations, it needs to stop today. Maybe you might not hear my voice, but it needs to stop today. Okay, so let's go back to Mr. President, our other president, rather, Obama. Okay, so you don't know that Obama is telling Trump, I'm still here as a black man. I'm still here controlling what you should have been controlling. So if you don't know what it is that Obama is doing, he is making our dream come to life. So wake up and understand the dream. Wake up and feel the dream. Wake up and be a part of this dream that Dr. Martin Luther King has placed in order. God has placed it in order. God has given every black, yellow, green, purple man the opportunity to wake up and know who he is also. But we're so busy trying to run for that dollar and trying to be more than what we are and who we are that we don't even understand that we are nothing without the man upstairs. So Obama is in the cabin working again is a plus to our race of color, not colored. Colors of people, not just one race of black. He is in here for colored people. Okay? So I was a little disturbed. I was a little kind of like thrown back because people that was even calling in couldn't even get through the tough, thick skin of Charlamagne because he just don't understand it. So just because he has the mic and he has power, it's okay. But now he needs to have understanding. And I'm nobody. I'm just one of those people that's just talking, you know, talking and shooting it out to the air. So, Charlamagne, yo, my bro, I love you to death. But Obama is in office because he knows what he's doing. He's been in the office before. He's been president. So just because this never happened and he has so much this and has so much that, he still have work to do, like the young lady said to you. But you're not listening. Okay? You just want to just hear your own voice. So maybe sometimes you need to sit back and listen. You might learn something. Okay? And usually I don't do this. I just usually talk. But I'm a little disturbed because you as a black person, I hope that you're black, need to understand that our dream is not fully set. And to wake up out of our dream is going to take a whole lot more than Obama and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and anybody else, because we have suffered so many years. So for 400 and plus years, centuries, we have suffered, and we are still going through a suffering, and Obama sees this. So why would he not step, why would he not work in the cabin, why would he not help Joe Biden out, and for Joe Biden to learn his people and our people, so we could trust Joe Biden? Do you get it, Charlamagne? Do you get it? And whoever else is out there that doesn't understand why Obama is working in the cabin while the president is squirming, saying, oh, I'm not leaving. Obama is saying, yes, because I'm coming back, bitch. Do you get it, Charlamagne, or whoever else? I'm just talking towards you because I heard your voice. But you didn't hear anybody else's voice because you're so gung-ho on what Charlamagne is saying, baby. And I'm just gay as fuck. Okay? So I'm going to say, baby. The President Obama, our elected president for 8 years, is back. Honey, put it under your collar and flip the collar back. Push the collar up. You know, unbutton your shirt. Huh? Get loose with this administration and let us work with Obama and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Honey, the power of four. Do you get it? And that is my time right now for that segment, okay? Because I was a little disturbed. And like I said, I'm just starting out. So I'm thinking, like, really? Like, really, really, really? Like, do you understand? Like, huh? Like, I'm confused that you don't even get it. I'm confused that you just don't think because of his status, that where he's come from and what he has as a platform and as a president, why is he working with Joe Biden? Boo-boo. Did you see the fucking video? The power of the motherfuckers that came back and was flying around just to fuck this nigga up? Did you? Because it was a video of, like, the superpowers. And it was Kamala Harris. It was Joe Biden. It was President Obama. Baby, we have a powerhouse. That's why he's back. Because we having a powerhouse. And there's so much work in the White House that you probably don't even understand what's going on. There's two other seats for state senates in certain areas. There's these judges that are still here, that are making a mockery. There's this police brutality that's still in effect. So why not have Obama come back and finish what he started? So, okay, he works in the cabin. Oh, but obviously he knows what he's doing. So that's why he's there. Obviously he knows that there's something and more work to be done, so that's why he's there. So for those of you who don't know why Obama is there, that's why he's there. So he can finish what he started. And that is my time for right now, and I will be back later or tomorrow morning to finish off whatever other conversations. You know, my condolences go out to some of the people that have passed away within a couple of days. couple of weeks. You got Joe. You have Sean Connery. You have Alec Trebek. You had my favorite, and I can't remember his name because it just touches me. But he was the spiritual gospel singer minister. He passed away, and so many other people that I've known, you know, or have heard during the course of just things that I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's just unbelievable, you know. Not even including the deaths that just people with accidents and cars and jumping in and out of lanes trying to, you know, get to people. Not even people that are in hospitals that are passing away still from this COVID-19 that we are facing again. You know, it's just such a this year that is passing us has been unreal. You know, from Kobe Bryant to Breonna Taylor, you know, to this pandemic, to George Floyd, to just people, thousands of thousands of people that died from this pandemic that was created in the lab and was accidentally or intentionally put out into the world to mutilate people and to, you know, depopulize our population. And it is like, huh? Like, wow. So there's not enough on this earth to help everybody. Wow. Like, I'm like, unbelievable. So as I sit back and I look at the things, like the child molestation, I had a lady in the salon just yesterday, and she works for Child Protective Services, and she was actually on call. So she was in and out, running back and forward and dealing with people that was molesting their children or that was substance abusing themselves, and their children was kind of like on the verge of retardation or on the verge of being pulled out of their homes. And I'm like, wow, I would love to have her on my panel, but she works for Child Protective Services, so she can't even say anything as far as what she does and how she does it. You know, so me and my nosy ass trying to get questions and answers and stuff. And I know just a little bit, you know, about this situation, but not much because, you know, was I abused as a child? I was molested as a child. It didn't go fully. And then again, it did. But I was never abused as a child from my mom to my dad. You know, they, you know, using their arguments and their jumping state of mind. My mom's jumping is not a good thing, but she doesn't become my dad, she doesn't become my dad, she doesn't become my dad, and my mom, you know what I'm saying? But I involved with somebody that's actually wanting you to have sex with them, and you don't even know their name. Like, who the fuck is your mother? What's your mother's name? You know, like, I would always say that to my friends. I'm like, I don't know his mother's name. So they was like, well, Ali, what does that have to do with sucking a dick? I said, baby, if I can't have his mother's name, then I can't suck his dick. So it was like it was a thing where it was kind of cute and funny, but it wasn't really funny because when HIV came out, I was like, whoa. When some of my friends were in the hospital, I was like, oh, wow. You know, when people was walking around here sick and their teeth and everything falling out of their mouths, I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So it goes the same with drugs. So, you know, when I was dealing with drugs, I would deal with just, you know, I wouldn't even smoke weed because I was paranoid from weed. But I would sniff coke, right? I was like a toot baby. You know, I'd buy my little pack and I would just toot it, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, tweet, tweet, you know what I'm saying? But it was like the whole entire day because, you know, so then I had met the people that was on my same level thinking like, oh, well, we cool and we cute and we this and we that. And, you know, this is a rich man's high, you know, not a rich man's addiction. So I'm thinking, you know, this is a rich man's high, you know what I'm saying? And then I turn around and it's like one of those, okay, like now what, you know? I'm trying to figure this out. So I'm like, okay, so I'm involved, right? Now, all other type of shit is thrown at me. That's, you know, some of my friends are fucking sniffing glue. Some of my friends are fucking shooting dope. Some of my friends is fucking smoking, you know, freebasing. So again, in the 80s, you know, I'm this bitch. I don't fuck with anybody, you know. I sneak around. I might fuck your man, probably, but I'm not going to really fuck him because, sorry. But anyway, so I was like, you know, getting high, you know, having my little package. People always, oh, Ali, come on, let's share. No, we don't share packages, boo-boo. I didn't, at least. So my thing was like, you get yours, and I get mine, okay? And if you're running out of yours, and I still have mine, don't bother me. Get your cigarettes, because I don't share cigarettes. The reason why I don't smoke weed is because I don't share lips, okay? Never did. And still to this day, I don't. Now, that was something for my mom's, because she would never want to have anything to do with anybody that's eating after her and then sharing a drink. No, she would give it to you and then she would say, you know what, you're greedy. So, and I would take a sip and she gives that, give it back. She goes, you think I'm a drink behind you? And I was a little boy, so I wasn't sucking no dick and I wasn't doing anything. So I'm trying to figure out like, well, why wouldn't you drink behind me? And every time she would say, here, you're so greedy. And then I would take a spoon or something. And then she would go, I don't want that. You can keep it. I'm not going to eat behind you. So I felt some type of way. But at the same time, I was taught that way. So that's why people are running around here with syphilis and different diseases. Because they don't understand that you're sharing a cigarette. It's like sharing somebody's germs from somebody else. That's like me. I could go and have oral sex with somebody and come back and hang out with you and smoke a cigarette and pass it on to you. You understand what I'm saying? So whatever germs is on that ding ding, that means we both sharing it now. But you didn't get a chance to have fun and suck dick. You know what I'm saying? So I never was a sharer, you know. And you know, even in my oral days or my sexual days, a boy would be fucking like, yo, what the fuck? Because you gotta take a shower, baby. And if you're dripping, you ain't getting. Okay, all that pre, whatever you call that shit, that's on you, not on me. So I'm gonna tell you like this. I was very, very kind of not shy. I was just kind of skeptical of everything, you know. But don't get me wrong, I've had my little share. I never had a share that was Don't let me start lying. I have had my share of spontaneous sex, strange men sex, okay? But it was very far in between, okay? So I was like more or less like trying to look at it now and say, wow, you know, the reason why things have happened the way it did is because of, you know, that was a pandemic also. This sexual appetite of gay people was a pandemic. And all of a sudden, it was stopped. It was a complete stop. Because there's something out here that's causing this body to react and dwindle away and create sores and things of that nature. And they called it HIV. And if it was detrimental, it was called AIDS. So even like now, this COVID-19 is the same exact almost way. You can either have it or you can either die from it. Your antibodies might, it is good, but you can really die from this thing. So now we're looking at a whole complete thing here wherein it's like, whoa. So my thing to that is, what do we do about this COVID-19 today? Okay, we know we have to be safe. We know we have to, you know, wear our mask and try to keep social distancing and try to, you know, make sure things are done correctly. And, you know, we try to, like, stay safe from and clear from people. It's the thing where, like, wow, like, you know, it hasn't changed anything. Now it has made families separated from families. You have made friends separated from friends. We have made so many things, like, you know, this COVID-19 is like a trust issue. It's like being in a relationship with the society, the air, the buildings, people that you have known and probably touched for like years and years and years as far as a handshake or a hug. And now this thing has separated it. Wow. So I'm actually pulling up to my job right now and I'm getting ready to go into my work. But for those of you, again, don't know the dream of Obama, just think of Martin Luther King when he had to march and he rallied up thousands of family, millions of people, went and had laws changed. So these laws are still in effect to be changed. And Obama hasn't finished his job yet. And if this is not a smack in the face for Trump, ooh, baby, honey, baby, honey, baby. This is a smack in the face. Like, here, bitch, I'm still here. And I still run the fucking country. I'm on one of the cabins, but I'm still running this fucking country. So for those that don't understand that, baby, enlighten yourself. You know, put your mind at ease. And just enlighten yourself. And then you'll start seeing and knowing the situation that goes on, you know what I'm saying? But until you enlighten yourself, you're gonna always feel this way. Why? Because he has had his turn, and no man has ever done this before. Well, check it out. He is doing it now, okay? So check it out, okay? So he's doing it now, it's being done, and let's just deal with it, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so now I have to go because I have to find me a parking. And you guys stay tuned and stay up. So stay tuned and stay up. And, you know, and be easy with yourselves, okay? This is Ali from The Mix. You can, you know, .com me, subscribe to themyxxxx.com, or you could call me at 1-844-THE-MIX, or you can go on my YouTube channel and check out some of the stuff that I be doing. I just started, so, you know, I'm trying to get out all the kinks and the crevices so it could be something that would be really interesting to watch. But some people don't like to watch. They like to watch things that doesn't mean anything. But here's something that means a lot. So what we do is we try to actually entertain certain things and try to put about change in the world. Okay? And that's what I'm here for. To entertain change and put life into the world. Okay? So you guys, be easy. You guys, stay tuned and try to, you know, live life. Okay? Have a good day. Bye. Shoes in my house. The pilot I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances.